Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to AudioAdSensor.com for more information. That's AudioAdSensor.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
11.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena Sunday at 6. Single game and family plans are on sale now at NUSports.com. It was a busy week for both the White Sox and the Cubs this week as the winter meetings are now over. The Cubs get a new closer, Wade Davis from Kansas City. The White Sox trading away Chris Sale and Adam Eaton for a slew of prospects. And speaking of the Royals, Chris Getz used to play for the Sox and then was working in the Royals organization. He is now the director of player development. Talking about his number one prospect now, the number one prospect in baseball, Yoan Moncada, who will start at AAA next year.
Mark Ruzulonik is going to be our AAA manager. Just so happens that, you know, Moncada plays second base. Ruzulonik, long career there. I'm excited to see that relationship grow.
That is Getz with Spiegel and Goff earlier today. Going back to the Cubs for a moment, multiple reports now say they've agreed to a deal with a guy that used to be the closer for the Red Sox, Koji Uehara, on a one-year contract. He is 41 years old right now. Aroldis Chapman, the former Cubs closer, a five-year deal with the Yankees. And the New York Post reporting today that he had actually been offered more money from the Miami Marlins, but he took the $86 million from New York. It was actually only $1 million more dollars that he was getting from Miami. Cubs also picking up pitcher Caleb Smith from the Brewers in the Rule 5 draft. White Sox get righty pitcher Dylan Covey from the A's. Doug McDermott is hopeful to be back tonight from a concussion as the Bulls will take on the Spurs. Brent Seabrook, however, for the Blackhawks, he's going to miss tomorrow night's game. He's got an upper body injury. The Blackhawks will play the Rangers. Sunday, it's possible Jonathan Toews could return from his upper body injury. Bears practice today. Pernell McPhee was on the field. Tracy Porter was as well. They've got the Lions coming up on Sunday. Detroit trying to clinch the NFC North. Thursday night football tonight. We hope you listen. Raiders take on the Chiefs. We've got the broadcast starting at 7. This update brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. And here's a chance to win tickets and travel to the big game and our $65,000 big game package giveaway at Four Winds Casinos. Three lucky winners will get tickets to professional football's biggest showdown. Visit fourwindscasino.com to learn more. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This are brought to you by Canals, BMW, Route 41, Lake Bluff.
It's football, Mr.
Dan Pompey.
He's probably the most polarizing player that I can ever remember. He sometimes goes from savior to antichrist in the same series.
Covering the NFL for over 30 years.
You know, you always see this talent and you think we can do more with him. that's been the downfall of a number of offensive coordinators.
Writer for Bleacher Report, 670thescore.com and The Athletic.
Being able to educate readers and bring them to a higher level of understanding of the game.
Pro Football Hall of Fame writer.
Not just taking what a source or what a team wants to give you, but thinking beyond that.
Dan Pompey with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 504 in Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, we get to visit right now with a Hall of Famer.
Writes for multiple outlets, including this one, and you find him on Twitter at Dan Pompey. He joins us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. So before we get to the Bears, there's a big NFL game tonight. Unfortunately, it's of the Thursday night variety, and unfortunately, it might be on sort of an icy field, but people are going to hear it right here on The Score starting at 7. Wow. The Oakland Raiders at the Kansas City Chiefs.
Listen to this.
Yeah, no, I wish it were a Sunday or a Monday night when we knew these players were fresh enough to really be colliding with each other.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, though, we have had so few opportunities to have matchups like this on Thursday night football this year. So I think it really is a nice opportunity to maybe get back to what the Thursday night games were supposed to be. And actually the Monday night game this week is a great matchup, too, with the Ravens and the Patriots. So it's a real rarity. You know, it seems like the NFL, I think, had some really bad luck this year with scheduling those primetime games and not really anticipating how the teams would end up at the point of their games. And they haven't had these kinds of matchups frequently, but yeah, tonight's a good one. It's good to be talking with you, Terry, again. It's been a while since we talked, and I'm glad you're doing better and back on the air.
Well, thank you, my friend. I think there's a, you know, is there any chance, Dan, because it came up and then it didn't, and NFL seemed to dismiss it, that you would ever lose the Thursday night game? Is there any chance down the road that the NFL decides against this?
I can't see it happening in the near future because it's just too big a piece of revenue. For that to happen, the NFL would basically have to have a philosophy shift in which they would say, okay, we're going to stop trying to grow revenue as rapidly as we previously wanted to grow it. And, you know, I guess at some point, you know, if things continued to really kind of backslide a little bit, maybe the league would have to reevaluate things and say, you know, are we better off shooting for less money and trying to improve the product as much as we can and pay more attention to things like integrity of the game and all the things that people have been complaining about. But as long as things are going as well as they are, and, you know, that even if they're a step back from where they were a year ago, I think the league is going to continue down the path it's on. You're talking about a huge amount of revenue with that Thursday night game and the potential for more revenue in the future. So, you know, I don't see them having the motivation to get rid of it.
I'm sure you saw Mike Mulligan's report in the Tribune about some friction, at the very least, between defensive coordinator Vic Fangio and John Fox and what that could mean at the end of the season. We had Greg Gabriel on, and he told us that his sources close to Fangio say that Vic he really wants to be a head coach and doesn't think that this particular gig is going to get him there, and that might be a piece of this. But the other thing is you're talking about ironclad contracts, that unless Fox fires him, he really can't go anywhere unless he's getting a promotion to head coach or one of these fancy created titles. Assistant head coach coordinator something. But I'm just wondering if you know anything more or how this all makes sense to you.
Well, it really doesn't make sense to me. It's the funny thing. I don't think it made sense to Mully either when he wrote it. We talked about it, and, you know, it's kind of a crazy story. I do know that some of those rumors are out there, and they've been out there for a while. And I also know that Vic Fangio is not a guy who speaks with forked tongue, and when he tells you something, you could take it to the bank. I think you could tell that by his press conferences. You know, he's almost honest to a fault, and he has been very clear that he does not want to leave, he said, and there's nothing going on between him and John Fox. So it's a little confusing. You know, sometimes maybe people put things out there because they've got an agenda. I don't know. I mean,
I know this, it would be crazy for the Bears to not want him back next year. I'm in Washington today. I was out at the Redskins and visited with Jay Gruden for a little bit. And I said, hey, what do you think of Vic Fangio? And he said, I tried to hire him when I got this job in Washington, and I couldn't. He said, I think he's one of the very best there is. And everyone I've ever talked with who has to game plan against Fangio tells you the same thing. And I think you guys have seen a lot of football, and you know as well as I do that, he's done a fantastic job with what he has to work with in that Bears defense this year. So I think the whole thing is crazy, the notion that he wouldn't be back next year unless it was because he was getting promoted to be a head coach, because I think he's got the potential to be a very good head coach.
Do you think honest to a fault, as you say, might be an issue for a John Fox, who has made it very obvious that he doesn't like having too much said, and when anything is said about his team, he wants it more to be disinformation than information?
I can't believe that's the case, guys. I really can't. I think that's, I don't think he's ever given away any state secrets that Fox would hit the roof about or anything like that. And I don't see that as an issue. You know, one of the things that Fox has always been very good about has been giving his coordinators and assistants a lot of rope and a lot of leeway to do their jobs the way that they think is best. He's not a meddler as a head coach, never has been. And I think, I don't understand how he could not appreciate what Fangio has done.
You know, it's interesting, and as Zach before too, I'll ask you, Dan, why hasn't Fangio got why hasn't he? Well, I mean, I look at some of these guys hired and they're already fired within 2 years. You get had a great year. Oh, no, he's fired. I mean, what has he done, Dan? I can't even speculate on why. I'm not sitting in any interviews with rooms with him. I don't know what he's saying or what he does. I know he's had interviews, I think, but I look at some of the guys hired and I go, what have they ever done that was better than what he's done in this league?
Yeah, he hasn't had a lot of interviews over his career. He had some way back when. At one point, he was kind of a candidate, and then he kind of fell off as a candidate. Then he became one again after some of his success in San Francisco, and he had an interview or two. Really, he was in line to get the San Francisco job when Jim Harbaugh left, and he should have gotten the job. Instead, they gave it to Jim Tomsula, which was a disaster.
My guy!
Yeah. And then they went to Chip Kelly, which has been a bigger disaster. So, well, he's probably happy he didn't get that job based on what's happened with the personnel there and all the other issues that they've had with the 49ers. But I think what's happened with him, two things. First of all, he's a defensive coordinator. So, most of the time, teams are looking for offensive coordinators first, and they're kind of looking for the new flavor of the day, mm-hmm. the hot guy. And the other thing, he's not a young man, and everyone looks at the young guy first. And if a guy is an older guy, they're going to say, well, he hasn't had a job all this time. Why not? He must not be very good. So I think to me, he's the defensive version of Bruce Arians. He's a guy who worked for a long time and did his job very well and kind of flew under the radar, but really is probably at this stage of his career perfectly suited to be a head coach, much better suited to be a head coach than he would have been maybe 20 years ago, or certainly better than a lot of these 35, 40-year-old guys who are getting interviews could possibly be, because they don't have the body of work and the experience and even the life experience that someone his age has.
What's meaningful about the upcoming Bears-Lions game, if anything? Other than, of course, the fabulous pre- and post-game show.
Yes,
that
wait
we
a
know,
minute now, hold
is
on.
It's always sensational, yeah. And one of our favorite places, Crosstown Pub and Grill in Naperville, so you guys will just be besieged with all kinds of chicken wings of every conceivable flavor. So other than that, other than our great pre- and post-game show out there on East Ogden Avenue, what else?
I would say it ends at the chicken wings, really.
They are really good chicken wings, though. They really are there. We've had them.
Continued opportunity, I think, for the Bears guys to evaluate the young players, see what, you know, I think it's a big game for Matt Barkley if you're going to consider him a serious candidate for the number two job next year, because it's now he's playing against a team that has got something to play for, and he's playing on the road. So it's a completely different set of circumstances for him, he's got an opportunity to keep proving himself. And I think there's a lot of other young players in the same situation who continue to get chances to look good for next year. And it's been one of the really good things, probably the only good thing about this season, is that some of these young players continue to develop and look like they could be building blocks for next year. And, you know, you want to see Leonard Floyd keep making plays, and you want to see Cody Whitehair continue to block well, and Cameron Meredith, and you know, all these young guys, Jordan Howard, do the things that they've been doing, and give the Bears reason to believe that they could be big parts of the team moving forward.
Now, you mentioned Cody Whitehair, and I know that Olin has talked about this too, but what exactly has Kevin Mawai done for and with Cody Whitehair as sort of an adjunct to this coaching staff?
Well, I think, you know, he obviously is well-suited to be able to give him some of the finer points of playing a position. Having all the experience that he does, he's one of the semifinalists for the Hall of Fame this year, as a matter of fact. And I know he has spent a lot of time with Cody and worked with him specifically. You know, it's easy to forget this guy has never really played the position before. Even in training camp, I mean, the guy had, I think he told me he had six snaps at center in training camp. Mm. And he played a little bit of it in the preseason game, and all of a sudden he's starting the position. So, you know, there's a number of things that have been foreign to him this year that I'm sure it's helped to have a player who has excelled at the position for the number of years that Kevin Mawai has on staff and able to impart his wisdom on him and review tape every week and talk about some of the more subtle, finer points of the game that probably a person who hasn't had that kind of experience wouldn't be able to grasp.
I can say this as we let you go, Dan, that, you know, I agree that, you know, you certainly can evaluate or at least, you know, along with everybody else, some of the young players and stuff. But, man, the road ahead, I just don't like it without a quarterback. And, I mean, Barkley isn't going to be your starter. So I just look ahead and I say, man, this is – when you get to the position they're in and you failed with a veteran, that's over with. I mean, you look at what you have left here. I'm just thinking, man, I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do. I guess you keep rolling the lottery dice and see what happens. But – even if some of those young players you're talking about are really good, say they turn out to be really good, you still don't have the most position and the most important position on the field anywhere close to being settled or even have names yet that we can bandy about and have fun with.
Oh, I'm with you. None of it matters if you don't have the quarterback. And that's going to be the challenge for Ryan Pace, is to go out and find that guy. You know, there have been examples of teams that have been able to do it that way. You know, they've kind of tried to build around the quarterback and add the quarterback as they go. I think, you know, the Raiders are a good example playing tonight of a team that added Derek Carr. It wasn't even a first-round pick, and they were able to develop him. Certainly the Cowboys with Dak Prescott, although that was a kind of an unusual situation.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're all unusual. Each case is unique, but I think certainly that has got to be the plan for the Bears, that they could get some of these players going at different positions and then get that biggest, most important piece of the puzzle in there this offseason somehow, some way.
All right, Crosstown Pub in Naperville, as we said, a warm and convivial spot for football and some terrific chicken wings. So stop out there on Sunday and join them. Dan is a part of it, and as always, we appreciate you joining this show.
Okay, good to be with you, Dan. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan, so much.
That's Dan Pompey. And we've got an opportunity to grab some phone calls. We talked some baseball, took some good baseball calls, some good football calls.
Did you say all these good calls?
Yeah.
312-644-6767. Boris and Bernstein, you have the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe Sport.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. You couldn't just let it go away. You had to keep bringing it up, and now it's part of the conversation today. And, of course, we're going to be talking about it tomorrow as LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers go in and thump the New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Instead of just allowing it to go away, the Cavaliers have done it again. No, I'm not talking about Phil Jackson's comments about LeBron and his posse and whether or not that's some sort of racially charged thing, or Phil Jackson's accurate comments about Carmelo Anthony being a ball stopper, though being better about it. What LeBron James wouldn't let go away was that damn bottle flipping. Yeah, I know I sound like get off my lawn guy, but I'm also like every parent in America. And because LeBron James and Kyrie Irving flip bottles time and again on the end of the bench during a blowout, your kid's going to be doing it for the next 3 months, and especially over the holidays just to annoy you. Thanks, LeBron. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Hey there, friends. If you're tired of your slow, unreliable internet, it's time to get internet, your in-home Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Hey there, it's Matt Abatacol. I've had Xfinity services for a couple years now, and I absolutely love all the products and all the services I get from Xfinity, including the in-home Wi-Fi. Very, very easy to use, very easy to log into when I have people come over. I can even set up a special passcode. I can even have it where it just kicks right in for their devices when they walk in the house. That's how easy and simple it is to use. Plus, it's very reliable. Doesn't matter how many devices are being used, what time of day it is, even during high peak hours. Always get fast service with in-home Wi-Fi from Xfinity. It doesn't matter what part of the house I'm in. I know some people have to be closer to their router to get good service, and that's pretty silly. Not with Xfinity internet for your house. It's always fast, always reliable. You can download TV shows, movies, albums really fast. There's no buffering. You can even download stuff and watch it or listen to it later on with your Xfinity TV app, which is great. I use my Xfinity TV app all the time. I can even access my DVR and all the on-demand stuff, anything I download to watch later on. That's why it's very convenient and easy to use. You can get super fast speeds right now from Xfinity if you don't have it. The most popular in-home internet speed from Xfinity right now is just $39.99 a month for 12 months. The package really is a game changer. You can actually choose to triple your download speeds up to 75 megs for just $15 more per month. Very fast and very affordable. Just call them today at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com. This special offer ends 12/21/16, but don't wait. Got the holidays coming up. You might forget, and then that deal will be gone. Remember, their most popular internet speeds for homes for $39.99 a month for 12 months, or you can upgrade and triple your speed 75 megs for $15 more per month. Just call them today at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Let's win to see your friends.
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
That wasn't written by anybody in this room, was it? You guys know what's going on. Gives you guys a bad name. You know, that's a, you know, he's one of your colleagues, and irresponsible reporting doesn't shine well for all of you, and that's too bad because all you guys, I enjoy talking to you guys.
Uh-oh. Vic Fangio, this portion of Scores brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sports Clips, it's good to be a guy. Boris and Bernstein, that is Vic Fangio.
Yeah, but, you know, look, Mike Mulligan has been in this business a long, long time, and I know he does not make stuff up. If he is, if he is hearing that, there is a reason he is hearing that. And
yep.
That might be that maybe Vic is, maybe, or John or somebody has said something to somebody at a time where maybe they didn't realize other people were listening. Yeah. No, or, and, you know, Dan Pompey just told us he's been hearing similar things. And here's the other thing, too, is you got to understand that it's not like a writer at a major metropolitan newspaper just says, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm writing this. That he sits down with his editors. And they talk about it, and they say, before we run this, you know, how are you, how is this sourced? And there are all kinds of discussions and many responsible people involved before something like that gets
Absolutely.
Published. That's how that works. Speaking of the Trib, by the way, did they get rid of NBA box scores?
You know, I don't know.
I haven't seen them in a long time. I miss them.
Hmm.
I miss. It was sort of an important part of my day. Was just sort of
easy way to look at it. Yeah,
an easy way to keep tabs on everything. You see all the highlights, and I get all the vines in my Twitter feed and all that. But just getting it, it was important to me to keep up with the league with the daily NBA box scores. I don't know if they just didn't allot the space or they decided that...
That would be my guess, that you only have so much space for Agate and they take up a lot. I mean,
it wasn't Agate, though. It was on the NBA. They had an NBA page. They would put the standings in their own little freestanding area, and then instead of just game recaps, you'd get... Now they just put the scores in there. Oh, I like my box scores. I like to see... Helps me stay on top of things and consume the league. I know I can get them. I can go to NBA.com and get whatever I want, but I know that.
The papers with an Agate page have given up long ago, like some of that longer stuff, longer form stuff that,
right.
for whatever reason, clearly a lot of people don't think they're necessary. Now, in your world they are, but clearly a lot of people don't think they are.
Yeah, I just...
But I sort of agree. It's an easier way to get a fix on a game than reading two paragraphs about it.
Right. Josh in Rockford is on the score. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Thanks, Terry, for your service.
Well, thanks, my friend. I tried.
just calling to touch on the concussions in youth sports. I coach football. I've done 8 seasons with everywhere from 6-year-olds all the way to high school. And my kids are about ready to start playing, and they're 5 and 7 now. And I can't help but feel somewhat guilty knowing that the head injuries are so prominent and the research is available now.
I think every responsible parent should feel it.
Yeah, I just don't know why somebody would let their kid play unless the kid absolutely has to play.
Right, and so coaching this long, I mean, I've seen kids that really need it, you know, as far as the discipline goes, especially this day and age, and respect and developing young adults. But that, you know, all those pros are outweighed by that one con that makes it hard to coach with a clear conscience.
Well, let me ask you this as a coach, Josh. I understand that there, when you say kids that need it, you know, the discipline, the structure...
Yeah,
they get that from other sports?
Yeah, and I coach many other sports, too. I coach basketball, baseball, wrestling. But, I don't know, football as a team sport, I feel like that's, you know, that's what my heart's at. And, you know, I played all the way growing up, and I know that I took my share of hard hits to the head. But and I continue to coach because I love the sport. But like I said, it's hard to coach with a clear conscience going into it, knowing that we're subjecting these kids to potential, you know, serious issues going forward in their adult life.
Yeah, I appreciate the call on your service, man. I get it. Yeah, I would find the same thing very difficult.
Yeah, I think a reasonable person has to find it difficult.
I get it.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Joined Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena Sunday at 6. Single game, family plan tickets, all of those on sale now by going to nusports.com. Though the winter meetings are over, we are still taking in the moves that both the White Sox and the Cubs made this week. First, the Cubs get themselves a new closer, Wade Davis, coming over from the Kansas City Royals in a trade that sent Jorge Soler to KC. Davis today says, well, he's happy.
It's part of the way things happen, and I completely understand that and accept it, and I'm excited to be a part of the team and contribute and hopefully do it all over again.
With Spiegel and Goff today, and though he has been told, or at least the Cubs have said, he'll probably get the 9th inning in 2017, he's willing to pitch whenever they need him. Also, multiple reports say the Cubs have a deal with former Red Sox closer Koji Uehara. It is a 1-year contract worth under $5 million. Aroldis Chapman, who was the Cubs closer, gets a 5-year deal with the Yankees, though it has not been made official just yet. He'll make $86 million there. Cubs also picking up lefty pitcher Caleb Smith from the Brewers in the Rule 5 draft, where the White Sox took righty Dylan Covey from the A's. There will be basketball tonight. It's a late start, 8:30 tip, with it being a nationally televised game. Bulls will take on the Spurs. Doug McDermott is hoping to be back from a concussion tonight. Tomorrow, when the Blackhawks take on the Rangers, Brent Seabrook will not play. He's got an upper body injury. Bears practice today. Pernell McPhee was out there. So was Tracy Porter. They've got the Lions game coming up Sunday. And we've got Thursday night football tonight on The Score. Raiders take on the Chiefs. Our broadcast is at 7 o'clock. Join Hub Arkish for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show tomorrow from 6 until 10 p.m. at Tom Kelly's Chop House and Pub in New Lenox. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs from 7 till 8:30 p.m. brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller Time. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Center, making cancer history.
Cancer, we're your enemy. We're fighting you with exceptional teams of doctors, advanced technology, and groundbreaking clinical trials. Ranked number one in the nation for cancer care by U.S. News & World Report, the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on making cancer history.
Yeah, as the last caller talking about, you know, I think it's incumbent upon you as a human being. You should think about it. I mean, I'm not saying you should change them or whatever. Whatever makes you happy, but I mean, I don't know how you not think about it. I mean, I just don't know how you can get away without doing it. My mind would never allow me to say, oh, well, I'm fine. Everybody's fine. You're not.
No, so no,
you should have those qualms. Those like, oh.
No, the kids aren't fine.
Love this.
They're just not. You might love it, but they're not fine.
They're not fine.
If it's something you still want to do, you got to sort of decide somehow that it's okay or mm-hmm. that you found a way that the benefits outweigh the brain damage. Now, this is some more notes here from Chris Komka. We were talking about the newly acquired Cub, Koji Uehara, will be 42 on the day after the Cubs season opener. He is the oldest Cub to pitch, will be the oldest Cub to pitch since?
Oh, God.
In 1970.
I know it.
The Cubs had
it's Hoyt Wilhelm.
A 48-year-old Hoyt Wilhelm.
Oh.
I didn't remember that. That he ended with the Cubs in 1970? Wow. This other note, Jake Arrieta walked 76 in 2016 in 197.1 innings pitched. Koji Uehara has walked 66 in his career in 437 and two-thirds innings pitched. 66 career walks. As we mentioned, the all-time best walks plus hits per innings pitched is Koji Uehara, 42-year-old master of sleight of hand. He is a legerdemain and sleight of hand, the magician that is Koji Uehara.
Wow.
And I don't think he was I think he got to Boston after Theo left, right? We were speculating that he was a Theo guy or a Theo guy.
He was
I don't think he was there.
I was incorrect. Per use.
You were incorrect.
Yes.
Oh.
Because I thought they had won it in 29 or 2010. They won it in 2013. Seems like it was longer ago than that. So.
No, that was, so he was brought in afterward.
Yes.
That was post.
Yeah, he was in Ballmer, I think, when Theo was in Boston. So, Texas, Ballmer.
Yeah.
He's been around a little bit.
But he's 42. Of course, he's been around a little bit. I think he pitched for years in Japan, didn't he? Well, they had them, but they were in Japan.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, but it's a solid get. You know, if the Cubs have mentioned they want to beef up their bullpen, and why not? You know, at some point he won't be able to pitch anymore. Maybe it's when he's 42. I don't know, because you tend to slow up a little bit.
Yeah, but he never threw hard. Is the point correctly? That's true. It's not exactly like he's blowing you away anyway. Like, uh-oh, here he comes. That's not what's happening. So, you know, all I know is I'm watching guys who are fouling off that 100-mile-an-hour fastball from Chapman. I'm thinking, holy crap. Even like 7 or 8 times at some of those at-bats, if you recall, you're going, holy jeez, it's 100. It's 101, and he's still, you know, he's getting bad. I was like, oh, my God.
Well, you know, we also learned, and we saw it in Game 7, when that's at 97.
Hit the crap out of it.
It's straight. It's a four-seam straight
pitch. And when you're mm-hmm. just talking about what looks then, you know, you're sort of seeing it. I know he's throwing all those arms and legs at you and everything, but nobody was afraid of that thing. Major league hitters aren't scared of that. We're, 100 miles an hour. Hey, come on.
No, and I'm just surprised that one at bat. Who had that bat where he had like 7 or 8 foul balls? I'm thinking, man, that's a lot of effort just to do that.
Yeah, not supposed to happen, right?
No.
And when Kyle Schwarber talked about it with his comeback, you can dial up those machines. You can have the, you can stand 20 feet away from something throwing 120 at you. It's the equivalent of like 260 miles an hour. No, I mean, velocity is not an issue. These guys, once they get it timed, a hitter can hit.
They do, too. Yes. I mean, it's like, holy crap. Because you go, well, he's throwing 100 miles an hour. Of course you didn't hit it. Well, he's not, you know.
If the hands are back and the foot's down,
yep.
they fire the hands like they always do, whether still it's 93 it. Or whether it's 102. So when it starts to go for Chapman, whether it's career-wise or in a given season or in a game, he really is not scary when that thing's at 97 or even 98 miles an hour.
It's not. It's not. Correct.
So they know it, and the Yankees know it, and it was interesting that he would not go to the West Coast. You see that?
No, I saw that, yeah.
Not interested at all in the West Coast.
And the not interested sign went out.
Because I'm not exactly sure why that is, why he's much more comfortable east. Maybe he's got family close, I don't know. But and his current contract says he can't be dealt to any of those teams out there either. Because if the Yankees are out of it at the deadline, who knows if that's a guy they're going to try to move again.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to be like. I know that's a hell of an investment.
He's Boers. I'm Bernstein. Coming up at the top of the hour, Lawrence Holmes will take you up to Thursday Night Football on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This week in music history. This week in 1943, Jim Morrison, frontman of The Doors, was born. This week in 1967, American soul singer and songwriter Otis Redding was killed in a plane crash at age 26. Led Zeppelin made their debut on the U.S. singles charts with Whole Lotta Love this week in 1969. This week in 1973, New York City's legendary CBGB's club opened.
Covered, and right now you, just for listening, can get special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions. And all you have to do is go to lootcrate.com/Dan, and you choose everything. You choose the theme, the length of the deliveries, you add the recipient, and that's it, and you are done. Anime or gaming, top entertainment franchises, Marvel, Batman, Fallout, Harry Potter, more, and then each month, there's a mix of the best in gaming and pop culture, stuff that the recipient can geek out on with cool limited edition exclusive stuff, gear, collectibles, T-shirts, and it's all packed into this box and shipped monthly. So you can make everyone envious of your incredible gift-giving superpowers by doing this. You're going to go to lootcrate.com/Dan and take advantage of special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions right now. That's lootcrate.com/Dan for this special promotion. lootcrate.com/
This week in 1951, Joe DiMaggio announced his baseball retirement. Arthur Ashe became the first black player to be ranked number one in tennis this week in 1968. This week in 1972, the Miami Dolphins became the first undefeated NFL team. O.J. Simpson became the first NFL player to rush 2,000 yards in a season this week in 1973. This week in 1981, Muhammad Ali had his 61st and last fight. This week in 2007, the Mitchell Report was released, listing the names of 89 Major League Baseball players that have presumably used steroids.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
Man that we used to call the Dominican Dandy.
Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Bonnie.
Hello, friend.
Bonnie called because her monthly mortgage and student loan payments were suffocating her financially. And while at his daughter's soccer practice, David informed Bonnie that he could pay off all her student loans, reduce her monthly payments over $1,000 a month, and pay for all her closing costs. And David asked Bonnie why she didn't call sooner.
And Bonnie told David that his ads sounded too good to be true. Well, now, needless to say, Bonnie's a huge believer and very proud to be one of David's success stories. If you have credit card debt or student loans, and you'd like to see if David could lower your monthly payment like he lowered Bonnie's monthly payment, then pick up the phone and call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. To learn more about David's Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage licensee 4358, NMLS 1918.
This Thursday,
welcome to Bunker Hill.
CBS invites you to experience a medical revolution.
We're pairing the most brilliant minds in medicine with the most brilliant minds in technology.
And meet the tech genius behind it.
We will find a way to save you and your baby.
You've given us hope.
Dermot Mulroney.
Medicine is ultimately a human endeavor.
And introducing Augustus Prue.
We're going to get stuff done.
I want to be part of this.
Pure genius. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Is something you don't want to miss out on. Is that correct, Dan? Am I right about this?
You can get up to 50% off select floor models and up to 60% off accessories while supplies last, and save up to $500 store-wide on the best brands, Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, and more. Queen sets as low as $179.99. You can sleep happy with no-interest financing for 5 years, but you got to get in there. You have to go to a mattress firm to actually experience stuff like the Tempur-Pedic, especially with the adjustable base. There is a mattress firm or multiple mattress firms near you for you to do this.
Oh, they're everywhere. There's one on every corner. And I can see why there should be. And I personally love the shopping experience. There's nothing I like better than a great shopping experience.
And you can get it at Mattress Firm.
That's where you get it.
Not only do you get it there that day, but I know there's a lot of advertising out there and you get concerned. There's no issue afterward if you say, ooh, wait a second, I just saw this and here's this price and that price.
No.
Not there. Because if you happen to find the same or comparable mattress set for less than the displayed or advertised price, you bring in the ad and they beat the price by 10% or it's free. That is even up to 100 days after purchase.
That actually happened, by the way, the day I was in there. One of the other sales guys was on the phone with somebody who wanted that 10% after. Mm-hmm. I forget how long it was. It was really quite something, because I'm not sure what it was. Got it.
So now is the time to do it. Nobody is selling for less than Mattress Firm at the year-end closeout sale. It is Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Chicago Sports Station.
And at 5:46 on Chicago Sports Radio, 6:7 is throwing my two favorite words in show business.
What a hole!
Has joined us. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Lawrence. So the Cubs have Koji Uehara.
Okay, I mean, that's a solid pickup. That's what they're doing to find pitching now.
I guess.
When he's healthy, he's fine.
Better than fine. When he's healthy, he's really good. So it just matter at age 42 how long that sustains.
42.
We'll see.
Go out there with guile and guts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does.
And you've got an hour tonight leading us up to what should be, we hope. I know it's Thursday night, but we hope should be an entertaining matchup here on the Score between the Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs. Big game.
Yeah, it is. And two teams that I think are very flawed. I think that Oakland, if you start looking at their differential, you go, oh, are they really as good as what their record says? And I love the quarterback and I love Khalil Mack. Their offensive line is probably as good as Dallas's offensive line. Yep. But I still have some questions about them. And when it comes to Kansas City, the only question I have is the most important one, the quarterback. I think he's good enough to break your heart. He's good enough to get you here. You win your division. You're going into a playoff game, and then bad things will happen to you because he's not going to be the guy that wins it for you. Now, they got some hellacious pass rushers over there, and those pass rushers can get after you. Maybe they can do. What are you looking at?
What is that orange stuff?
It's water, but it's a temperature changing cup. So depending
I
on
you were drinking a big.
No, I'm not cool drinking orange drink.
I thought it was Tang or something.
No,
nothing like a big cup of Tang.
No, it's just it's. We have these new temperature responding cups.
What is
here
the purpose
at the school.
Of that?
Because it's fun. It turns orange when you put. I haven't put anything hot in
Should
here
it
yet.
Turn blue?
Maybe it turns blue the other way. I haven't put hot water in here yet for tea.
I would think hot would be orange and cold. I don't know.
See how distracted he gets, Terry?
It looked like you're drinking some sort of orange goo, like you're RoboCop or something.
I'm sitting here giving you a breakdown of the Thursday night game that you asked for.
I know, but
you asked the question.
Just something looked weird on your cup, and
It's just where the water struck the cup in different places. Okay. So
all right. So get on with your football.
I'm done talking football because I will not be talking a minute. The only minute of football I'm going to be talking about is at the beginning when I say it's coming up after me and right when we get ready to go to it.
Okay.
Because White Sox fans are giddy about where things stand right now. And that's, I don't know if that sentence has ever been uttered before.
They don't know how to do it. You notice that? Sox fans are bad at being giddy.
I like it. Yeah. I've had a great, yesterday, here's what I did. Because people just were excited about Rick Hahn and what he had done. So people just started sending me puns on Twitter. And I said, fine. Like if we're going to do it, let's just do it. Let's just go whole hog and throw their puns out. So I'm going to read some of the best ones tonight because they were actually pretty funny.
The best one actually came
from her.
I engaged in some of that, I guess, this morning when I did I wrote a little piece about Rick using the Jedi mind trick in the second trade becoming Obi-Han Kenobi.
That's Obi-Han Kenobi came up. Herbie went Star Trek. The kids can play two Wrath of Han. So, I mean, there's some quality ones that were thrown out last night, and I had a good chuckle reading the creativity along with the giddiness of White Sox fans. And I'm in on this. And like I'm in on it. I love that there is a plan. You know, I was listening back to you guys' interview. I actually heard it live because I was on my way out to do the DePaul game Tuesday night when you guys had Rick on. But I went back and listened to it again today. And the question that you asked about the clubhouse, look what they did.
Did you hear that answer?
Yeah, I heard that. I'm going to play that answer back tonight. Yeah, and what did they do? When they had the chance, they took the two mischief makers that are left in their clubhouse, and they told them to get on. Mm-hmm. And look what they got back for it. If he wants to go back with a gun and a mask to Washington and offer Dave Robertson, because they apparently want more closer help,
okay,
fine. Robles will be fine for Robertson.
Did you hear the stuff we talked about earlier about what's going on in St. Louis and the rumors regarding Dexter Fowler's reticence to sign there because
of how Jason Hayward was treated?
That's part of it. And a generalized, quote unquote, old school culture within the organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Cardinals fans that I talk to and people who cover the Cardinals will tell you Matheny isn't well liked by Cardinal Nation down there. He's not particularly baseball bright, and he is very old school, even though he's one of those guys that people always thought was going to end up a manager, partially because he was a catcher. He is stuck on some of that old stuff and doesn't want to let it go. So, yeah, I can completely understand why someone would not want to play there.
Yeah, for the greatest fans in baseball.
Yeah, supposedly, Lawrence, it was his charming personality that would be enduring to the players, and that's quite not the case. I mean, it's not that's winning over the players, because we know he doesn't like the numbers. He's not a numbers guy. He's an old-fashioned baseball guy. But the personality, I think it's safe to say, from stuff I've been seeing, lacks a little something. It's not exactly like his warmth and charm are going to win over a club.
Not a fun place to play.
He doesn't have a magnetic personality. No. And if you don't have that, you better be an expert general if you're not going to have that aspect of the managerial game down. Because there are guys who do it. And there are guys who are great at combining it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Buck, for example. Buck will show you some personality, and he's a fantastic tactician, except for last year when he left his closer on
Zach
the bench.
Zach Britton is on line two.
Yeah, he's still over there wondering what's going on. But with Matheny, there isn't enough of either.
No, there's not. All right, Lawrence, sounds like you've got stuff on your mind here. You don't have a lot of time to get the hell out of your way, for the love of God. Quick thank yous
to Greg Gabriel, Zach Zaidman, and Dan Pompey for joining us.
We think our crack production staff, the best in the damn business, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
Good call.
Yeah.
It's just not smart. Not even hard to talk for me right now. It's just not smart football.
I love Adam Medical. Plane hurt today. We appreciate it. The best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Were you prepared to go into halftime without trying to score? The timeout gave you an opportunity to rethink that?
Well, I'm hopefully trying to educate our fans a little bit.
Good luck.
We thank you for listening, calling, emailing.
Next thing we know,
I will be back on Monday, I believe. At least, who knows with me, but I believe Monday is the plan. So
Barry and I will be at Anthony's in Joliet on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour tomorrow. Come join us. Start your weekend.
All right. Everybody have a terrific night. Lawrence Holmes coming your way is great as always. I will talk to you on Monday. Dan will be out and about tomorrow with Barry at Anthony's in Joliet. Have a great night.
God bless all of you, and God bless football.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Win the World Series!
Hi, everybody, it's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD.
Order now so you get it in time for Christmas.
Only $19.99 plus shipping. Order now at cbschicago.com/cubs.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249. An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460, 800-416-4460. Call now.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
This week in 1810, the first interracial boxing championship took place. It went 40 rounds. The first intercollegiate basketball game took place this week in 1896. This week in 1939, Lou Gehrig at age 36 was elected to baseball's Hall of Fame. This week in 1940, had the first NFL championship on national radio. Will Chamberlain scored the second highest total in the NBA to date, 78 points. This week in 1961. This week in 1973, a Cubs player became the first baseball player to veto his trade. Most popular music. 25 years ago, 1991.
Number 3.
PM Dawn, Set Adrift on Memory Bliss.
Number 2.
Michael Bolton, When a Man Loves a Woman.
And the number one song.